Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Vav, and we are 5 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Vav, Amid Aleph, Shalu Talmidov, Es Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Eliozeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer Ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit Ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned L'Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim R'Moshe Chaim. So Yuma Daf Ayin Hei was very much a digression of the sugyas of Masechtas Yuma. It dealt with the Parshas Haman and by extension the Parsha of the Slav. Yuma Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph very much picks up on that note, and this is really part 2 of the Mon Sugyas tucked away in Masechtas Yuma. Zok de Gemara, Shalu Talmidov Es Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. So the Talmidim of Rab Shimon Ben Yochai asked their Greiser Rebbe, Mipnei Malo Yored Lehem Liyisrael Mon Pamachas Bishon. They said if Hashem wanted to give the Yidden Mon, and this was a Matana, there were 3 Matanas Toivos that Yidden handed the Midbar, one of which was the Mon. So why make the Yidden go through the tircha of every single morning having to go out and get man Friday twice? Wouldn't it make more sense to have a shipment, a supply for an entire year? Like this, they would have all the man that they need. Now, that would accomplish a few things. First of all, they would have pas besalai. They wouldn't have to be concerned. Maybe the man's not going to fall tomorrow. Besides, it's more convenient. So when someone gives a matana, he gives it ba'ayin yafa. Why then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just give the Yidden a full year's supply of man? Amar lehem. He told him, Em shalachem mashal. I'll explain it to you with a mashal. Ma da v'dayim, el melech bas v'dam, sheyesh loy ben echad. There was a melech. He was a melech bas v'dam, and he had an only child. Pasak loy mizay noisav, pamachas b'shan, and he supported his son. And once a year, the son would come, and he would pick up a check from his father, and like this, he had whatever he needed for the year. The problem is, v'lo yehoyo machbo pnei ova v'lo pamachas b'shan. Because he got the money once a year, he only showed up to meet his father once a year. Amad. And it bothered the father very much. He wanted to see his son more often. So one of his advisors gave him a very pashat eitzah. Pasek mizaynoise b'chol yoyim. He says, instead of giving your son money for a year, every day tell him, you want money for today? Come up and pick a check today. V'hoyo machbo pnei ova v'chol yoyim. And it worked. Every single day, the child would come, he would see his father. Af Yisrael. The same is true with Klai Yisrael. Mish Yesh Le'abav V'chamisha Banim. Hayadoyik. V'oymer Shema Lo'yered Mon Le'machar. Any person that had a family was concerned because maybe Mon's not going to fall tomorrow. And as a result, V'nimtzu Kula Mesim and Chalila. There could be a terrible tragedy in his family. Berup. Nimtzu Kula Mechavim Nasliyib La'aviyam Shabashamayim. So you know what the Yidden did? They visited their father every day. They would daven, and they would daven with kavana, knowing that every single day, again, they have to come, and they have to request. So it said, Rabbi Shimon Ba'ichoy, you want to know why Hashem didn't just give the Yidden mon for the year, but rather he gave it to them every day, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants so badly to see his kindlech every single day. And like this, by knowing that every single day is another day in terms of you need again a siyata deshmaya and you need again a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be nice and by in the office like this, you'll have what you want. It will require you to be plugged in, not once a year, but on a daily basis. That was the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the man fell every single day. Davaracha. Then he told him another reason, a more practical reason. Like this, they had a hot breakfast and a hot lunch every single day. If it would fall once a year, so then you'd have to reheat it. Like this, the food came every day. It was always fresh. Another pshat is, because how are they going to carry all this month? There was so much month. So if it would fall once a year, so now there'd be a big tercha. So you're right. There are advantages of the month falling once a year, but there are also disadvantages. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told the Talmidim, you have to play it out. And if you really assess and you weigh the different options, it actually made more sense from a practical standpoint to get the mon on a daily basis rather than to get it on an annual basis. Zok de Gemara. So the Gemara just told the story about Rav Shimon Ba'ichai and his Talmidim who were learning the Parashas Haman. So now the Gemara tells the story about Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Yishmol and the Skenim. They were sitting and they were learning Parashas Haman. And Rabbi Elazar Ma'adoy was sitting with them. And Rabbi Elazar Ma'adoy got up and he said, I'm going to say a Chiddush in the Parashah of the Mon. V'amar, he said as follows. Mon sheyor lehem liYisrael. The mon that fell for the Yidin, hayu gavoya shisha mama. There was so much mon that they piled on top of each other, and this pile reached 60 amas, approximately 120 feet. Amalei Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon was there, and he said, Moidoy, referring to Rabbi Loza HaMoidoy. So he called him by the name Moidoy. Admasei ata megadev dvarim umevi aleinu. Why do you continuously say things like this and really impose it upon us and make us listen to it? It makes no sense. He said, there's no way that the mon was 120 feet high. It wasn't 60 amas. Amalois, Rabbi Lazar, my daughter told Rabbi Tarfon, he said, Rebbe, mikrani dairesh. Rebbe, I didn't make it up. I'm coming from a pasuk. So what's the pasuk? It says regarding the mabel. So we're going to go from the mon to the mabel. Chomish esrei ama mil maila, gavru hamayim vayichusu haharim. So there was so much water after the mabel that it covered the mountains, and not just that, it was 15 amas above the mountains. So, said Rab Elazar HaMaidoi, how do you understand this pasuk? If chichamish esrei amo be'emek chamish esrei beharim, v'chimaya shuri shuri kami, meaning the literal reading of the pasuk seems to say that wherever you were, it doesn't matter if you were on top of a mountain, it doesn't matter if you were deep in a valley, it doesn't matter if you were ground level, wherever you are, the water was always 15 amas higher than where you are. And Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi said, it just doesn't seem reasonable that that's the way it could have happened. Al pi derech hateva, it certainly wouldn't make sense. Meaning, v'chimaya shuri shuri kaimi, what the water knew to always be 15 amas, and it sometimes was lower, sometimes was higher, depending on the ground itself, whether it was higher or was lower. Then he said, besides teva, hey chisagi, how would the teva have traveled? Meaning, if it's all flat, so the teva traveled on this flat water. But if in some places the water is much higher than others, so it doesn't really bode well for the teva to be able to travel. So Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi said, I'll tell you what happened. Nifku kol maynos tahaim rabba. The tahaimos, whatever that means, opened up. Ada ashvu maya bahadi turi. Until the water came and it literally went to where the top of the mountains are. So across the board, the world was now filled with water. Not from rain, but from the Tahoim Rabba. V'hadar, on top of that, chamish esrei amin mumala gavru hamayim. Then it started raining, and it rained 15 amos taller than that. So it rained 15 amos, and the 15 amos that it rained were 15 amos of water that was above where the top of the mountains are. That's Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. But this is what Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi wanted from this. That how much rain fell during the Mabel? 15 amas worth of rain. All the other water came because Nifkahu Tahaim Rabba. The Tahaim opened up and it flooded the world with water. But as far as the rain goes, it was 15 amas of rain. So said Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi to Rabbi Tarfon, he says, I'll tell you what my cheshbon was. Chieze mida meruba. Mida toiva, midas pranis. What's more? He said, mida toiva, midas pranis. This was a rhetorical question. We know which is more heavy, Omer. Mida toiva, meruba, midas pranis. Now Rashi says that mida toiva is meruba, midas pranis 500 times, something we talk a lot about. In our Gemara, it's not going to be 500 times more, but in our Gemara, Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi is going to say that if Midah Tov is Meruba Midas Peronius, at the very least, Midah Tov can't be less than Midas Peronius. So Midah Peronius, which was the Mabel, that was a punishment for the world, that brought 15 amas worth of rain. Okay. Now, the 15 amas of rain, the way it happened was, the midas peronius hu oimer v'arubais hashamayim niftechu. It came through the arubais hashamayim. Now, these are all metaphors. We don't know exactly what these things mean. But an aruba is a window. So the water, the 15 amas of water that covered the entire world came through windows. The arubais is a lashon rabbim. Two windows. Regarding the Midah Tovah, it says, "Vayitzav shchokim imal v'dalsei shemayim psach v'yamter aleihem mon lecha v'dogah shemayim nasan lamoi." When it rained mon, and mon was also referred to as rain, mufurish apostik v'yamter aleihem mon. So when it rained, it came through the doors. V'dalsei shemayim psach. So the mabul, the water came through the arubos hashamayim, whereas the mon came through the Dalsei Shamayim. So there's a difference between the windows of Shamayim and the doors of Shamayim. So what's the ratio or what's the relationship between windows and doors? Kama Rubis Yesh Bedelas. How many windows are there in a door? Arba. Four. There's four to a door. Now, there were two doors that opened up when it rained mud. The Dalf said, that's a Lashon Rabbim, Shamayim Sach, Harei Kanchmoinus. If there's four windows to a door, and there were two doors, that means there must have been eight windows. Nimtso, if that's the case, said Rabbi Loza Amaydoi, do a little back of the envelope arithmetic. Let's speak it out Balpeh first. Meaning, when it rained water during the Mabul, the water came through the Arubois HaShamayim. Arubais is a Lashon Rabbim. It came through two windows. How much water? 15 amos. That was the first part of Rabbi Elazar Maidai's cheshbon. All the other water came because nifkahu ta'im rabba. But the rain itself was 15 amos. So two windows brought 15 amos worth of water. If that's the case, the mon, which came through eight windows, how do I know? Because it came through two doors, and each door has four windows. So it's 8 to 2, which is a 4 to 1 ratio. It must have had four times the amount of mon. 4 times 15 is 60. So Rabbi Elazar Maidai said, Nimtza mon shiyar lehem liyisrael gavaya shishanamu. So Rabbi Tarfin said, and masayata megavev dvarim umevi aleinu, you're making up drushes and things, and you're bringing it to us. So Rabbi Elazar Maidai told Rabbi Tarfin, Rebbe, mikrani dairish, I'm coming from a drusha. I have a cheshbon that if there were 15 amis worth of water by the Mabul, there must have been 60 amis of mon when the mon fell. Now, what was it based on? What's the connection between Mabul and between mon? One is Midas Peronius, and the other one is Midah Toiva. Now, Midah Toiva is Merubo Midas Peronius. So I think what Rabbi Elazar Maidai was probably telling Rabbi Tarfin was it could be there was even more mon. Because if the Aruba is brought 15 amis worth of Peronius and Midah Toiva is Merubo, then who knows how much mon? Maybe 500 times 15. But at the very least, the way Rashi explains it is, there had to have been as much Midah Toiva as Midas Peronius. Because if Midah Toiva is Merubo, it certainly can't be less. So if there was 15 amis worth of water, 60 amis worth of mon. So the Gemara is going to digress for a minute and then come back to this. Tanya Isa ben Yehuda, Isa ben Yehuda said, Man Shiyar Lam Liyisrael, Hayim Eskabe V'Oilach, Ad Sheroyin Oysoi, Kol Malchei Mizrach U'Mayr. So Isa ben Yehuda said something similar to Rabbi Elazar Maidai. Rabbi Elazar Maidai gave a number. He said, 60 amis worth of mon. Isa ben Yehuda said, I don't know what the number is, but I know that there was such a large pile of mon that the kings of the east and the west, they were all able to see it. Shenemar, Taroich Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Tzoyroi, very geschmack. Taruch Lefanei Shulchan is referring to the mon, and it was Neged Tzoyroi. All the enemies of the Bnei Yisrael were able to see it. It was in their face. It was Neged Tzoyroi. The end of the pasuk is, Dishanto Bashem En Roishi, Koisi Revoya. So what does Koisi Revoya mean? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Shmami, no, you see from here, that Kosa de David, La Alma de Asi, the Kois, that David HaMelech is going to use when he benches in Olam Haba. And of course, the rest of the story is that La'asalavid is going to be a big suda, and then it's going to come time to bench, and there's going to be a big discussion who should bench. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yeshua, Benon. And finally, David HaMelech is going to be the one that's going to say, Li Noah Mevarech. The Chedush Arim said, because David HaMelech always gave Hoidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the worst of times. So he's going to be Zaycha to be the one to say, Rabbi Yisrael Mevel, benching in the best of times. But either way, said Abayo, that David HaMelech said, Dishanta Bashem in Roishi, Koisi, referring to that Koishal Bracha that David HaMelech is going to be holding when he's going to bench La'asad Lavoi, and he said it was Revoya. So Abaye said, what does Revoya mean? Oh, you see from here that the Kois of David HaMelech is going to be very large. How large? Masan ve'esrim ve'chad luga machzik. It's going to be able to hold 221 lugin of wine. Shenema koisi revoya. Revoya b'gematria hachi havi. Another gemara that bases something on a gematria. The gematria of the word revoya is 221. And you see from here, it's going to be a very, very large kois. But either way, going back to what Rabbi Elazar Maidai said. Rabbi Elazar Maidai said there was so much money. How much money? There was 60 amis. How do you know 60 amis? Say he made a cheshbon. Because if there was 15 amis of water by the Mabul, there must have been 60 amis of mon when it came to the mon. Based on the fact that the water by the Mabul came through two windows, as opposed to the mon came through eight windows, which means it's a 4 to 1 ratio. So 4 times 15 is 60. Now you'll tell me, maybe the water was different. No, if anything, just the opposite. The water is Midas Peronius, and the mon is Midas Toiva. Midas Toiva is Meruba, which means at the very least, it can't be less. But the Gemara has two ha'aris, two flaws in the cheshbon. Number one, ha'lei damya. I don't think it's a tushta. Hasan barban yoinim. Ocha chadashaita. Two windows brought 15 amis worth of water over a 40-day period. The mon didn't fall over 40 days. It was chad shaita. It was one shot. Boom. The whole thing came down. So again, the math doesn't necessarily add up. We're not comparing apples to apples. And Hassam over there, L'kuli Alma, Hachli Yisrael L'chudei. And you can make a reverse argument. Over there, it was 15 Amos, and had it spread out all over the world. Over here, all the man landed in the Midbar, it was only for the B'nai Yisrael. It's like, yeah, but not for Shlutfei. Maybe there was more here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Loza Amidai, you're right. I have to say, the Rabbi Loza Amidai didn't really base what he said on this cheshbon. He just said this cheshbon to Rabbi Tarfon. But that wasn't really his makar. What was his makar? Psicha, psicha, gomar. It says the word psach regarding the mabo, and you have the same loshen by Yitzav shchokim imal v'dalsei shamayim psach v'yamter aleim ma. So you see the word psach regarding the man as well, just like over there. You have this idea of two windows brought 15. So to here it must be, if there were eight windows, it brought 60. Regardless, this concludes the man portion of Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey, and Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And really what we had in today's daf was two things. Number one, the Talmid, the master of Shimon Bar Yochai, the why David should give the man every single day. Why couldn't he just have the man full? Pamachas Beshana. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said three things. The first, he explained with a beautiful mashal that there was a king that used to very much wanted to see his Ben Yachid, but his Ben Yachid only used to come when there was Matan Schar B'tzida, when he knew he was getting something. And he would give him his money that he needed for the year once a year, so that one day he would come to be Mekabel Pnei Yavid. But other than that, he never saw his son. So he had a pikchus. He realized that if he gives his son food on a daily basis, he's going to get to see him every day, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klai Yisrael with the month. Davar Acher, they should have hot food. Davar Acher, like this can be difficult to travel. Second part of the Gemara was that the Zakenim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lazar Maidai, they were discussing how much mon fell. And really what emerged was, it was a lot of mon that Kol Malchei Mizrach U'Mayrav were able to see. Tarich Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzairai is the Shulchan of Neman. Rabbi Lazar Maidai said it was 60 Amis. Tarfon thought that he didn't really understand the source to it. Regardless, we return now to our regular program, which is Masechtas Yuma, which is the 8th Perek of Masechtas Yuma. The second part of the daf is also very light. And that is, the Mishnah said, Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, Oser b'achila, u'b'shtiya, u'b'rechitza, u'b'sicha, u'b'ne'ilas ha'sandal, u'b'tashmash ha'mitas. So on Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to drink, he's not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to put oil on your body, which is something that was very commonly done once upon a time, you're not allowed to wear shoes, and there's an issa tashmash ha'mitas. Zok di Gemara. What's the makar to these five things? The Mishnah really said six. But what's the makar to these five things that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do? Amrav Chiz, Rav Chiz said, it's connected the five times that it says in the Torah the idea of being in pain. So what are the five times? So the Gemara lists them. The first one is Ba'asar. That's the beginning of a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas in the Parsha the Musafin. It says, "Uva'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi'i hazeh mikra kodesh yolochem ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem." The second one is Ve'ach Ba'asar. That's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. Ve'ach Ba'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi'i hazeh yom yakipurim hu mikra kodesh yolochem, again ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem. The third one, again in Parshas Emor, Shabbos Shabbosay. The entire pasuk is Shabbos Shabbos and Hulachem v'inisem es nafshoy seichem. Number four, this is in Parshas Achrimos, the parish of the Avodah, v'Shabbos Shabbos and Hulachem v'inisem es nafshoy seichem. And finally, number five, v'hoysen lachem l'chuk asoylam b'chodesh ashvi b'asal lachodesh te'anu es nafshoy seichem. Right, the Gemara, hanichamisha havevanan shita tanan. Hey, very nice. You have five inuyim. Problem is, the Mishnah mentioned six things, not five. So the Gemara shtiya b'chalachi lohi. It said shtiya, but shtiya is really b'chalachi. Tosfos asks a different kasha. Tosfos says that if you go through the psukim, there really aren't five mentions. There's really six. The Gemara's cheshbon of five was one in Parshas Pinchas, and then we had two in Parshas Emor, and two in Parshas Achrimos. The truth is, there's another mention in Parshas Emor. It says, "V'hanefesh asher lo yisuna." The nefesh that's loisuuna is going to get karas. So that's another word of inui that wasn't mentioned in the five that we just mentioned. So Tosfos says that the reason that doesn't count is because we're only counting tzivuyim. So v'inisem es nafshoy seichem, te'anu es nafshoy seichem, where the Torah is commanding and the Torah is instructing, that's what goes into our cheshbon. But v'hanefesh asher loisuuna, that's speaking more matter-of-factly. Someone doesn't do what we said you're supposed to do, it's going to be very serious. But the point is, it's not a lashon of tzivui, and therefore, it doesn't count. But regardless, the Gemara's kasha was, you're bringing five inuyim for six isurim? So the Gemara says that no, it's really five, because shtiyah is bechlal achila. Now just to bring out the point, because it's going to segue into the next part of the Gemara, by saying Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, we're saying Gechidash LaHalacha. Because there's five sources for Inuyim in the Torah, which means there's five types of Inuyim that are Asr. Yet Chazal said it's six. Meaning Chazal said that even though based on the simple understanding of the Drasha, five things should be Asr, we're telling you six, based on the idea of Shtiyah B'chlal Achila. So you're saying a Chiddush LaHalacha, that when the Torah says Achila, it really means Shtiyah. And they're really one and the same. Meaning Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, B'loshem B'nei Adam, I understand. In Divrei Agadah, I understand. If a Tana Namayra would mean that, I understand. But when you're telling me LaHalacha, Shtiyah and Achila is one thing, as if to say, if I have one drush of Inuy, and it means Achila, then it for sure means Shtiyah as well, because Shtiyah is B'chlal Achila. For that, we already need a Makar. So the Gemara says, what's the source to this idea of Shtiyah B'chlal Achila? The Amar Rish Lakish. It comes from something Rish Lakish said. How do you know Shtiyah is B'chlal Achila? Shenemar, he said, it's learned out from a pasuk regarding Maisa Sheni. So Maisa Sheni was one of the tithes. It had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Maisa Sheni is different than Truma that had to be given to Kayanim. It's different than Maisa that was given to the Levian. Maisa Sheni, the owner of the Maisa, was allowed to eat. However, he had to eat a tafka in Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says, V'yachalta lefnei Hashem alekecha. You should eat it lefnei Hashem alekecha. But welcome Hashem yivcha l'shakni shmoyish kham. Now, what should you eat? Maser. The goncho, the maser of your grain. Tiroishcho, your wine. Yitzarecho, your oil. U'b'chayres, b'karcho, b'tzaynecho. L'mantilma l'yiris Hashem alekecha. Kol hayom. Said Reish Lakish. So we see over here, the pasuk prefaces this mitzvah with the word v'yachalta. So we're talking about achila. Now what are you eating? Grain, wine, and oil. Wine, you eat wine. Tirish chamrohu. It's wine. V'karilei v'yachalta. And you call it an achila. So must be that shtiyah is bechlal achila. The Torah will use the word achila even when it means shtiyah. Zakta Gemara, I mean, how do you know? Maybe it's true the Torah is talking about quote unquote eating wine, but not pouring wine into a glass, drinking it, and that's what the Torah means when it says eating. Maybe it means putting wine into a recipe. You add wine to food sometimes, so maybe that's what it means. So for example, you ate it al yedei anigroin. Lav dafka anigroin. But you ate it together with food. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, "Anigrein ma'ay de silka." It's water that silka beets were soaked in. Ach sigrein is ma'ay de kulishalki. That's water that other vegetables were soaked in, like a vegetable soup. But the point is, anigrein sometimes had wine in it. So maybe when the pasuk says v'yachalta tirosh, it doesn't mean drinking it in the conventional way, but it means adding it to food. But really, achila and shtiyah are two different things, and shtiyah is not b'chlal achila. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov said the makar must be something else, not Rish Lakish's pasuk, but a very similar pasuk. A few pasukim later in the Torah, it says again, "V'nasata hakesef b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha." So when you go to Yerushalayim, assuming you're going not with food, but you're going with money. So another one of the halachas of Ma'aseh Sheni was that if you wanted, you can be poida the kedusha of the Ma'aseh Sheni. You could transfer it from the food onto money. So the pasuk says that you can take the money to Yerushalayim and you should buy food over there. Babakar, ubatzoin, ubayayin, uvashechor, uvachol ashet tisholcha nafshecha, viyachalta shem, lefnei Hashem alekecha, v'samachta ato beisecha. So again, it says you should take the money and buy what? Bakar, tzoin, okay, that's flesh, yayin and shechor, that's wine. Ubechol ashet tisholcha nafshecha viochalta. You should eat it. So you can eat the bakar, you can eat the soyin, I understand. But Rav Acha Yaakov said you can eat the wine, you can eat the shechar. Oh, so you see clearly that shtiyah is bechlal achila. So that's the Gemara. Shechar, yayin et shechar shtiyahu v'kayu rachmano viochalta. But the Gemara says maybe the same thing. But d'mahak nami doch v'yadei anigra. Why is Rav Acha bar Yaakov's makar any better than Reish Lakish's makar? Maybe, yeah, you're going to eat the wine because you're going to add the wine to food. So the Gemara says, now here it's different because Sheikhar Kasav. Reish Lakish's pasuk said Tirosh. This pasuk says Yayin and Sheikhar. They're all synonyms of wine. Sheikhar sometimes means beer, but usually in the Torah, Sheikhar means wine. What's the difference between Yayin and Sheikhar? New wine and aged wine. But regardless, Sheikhar is wine. But Sheikhar has a different connotation as well. Midi de Meshaker. It's something that can cause a person to become Shikr. And that could only happen if you have Poshit Reina Yayin. But if you're going to take wine and you're going to add it to food, it's not going to be Meshaker. Rashi says, Ve'ein Shichrus Derech Achila. There's no Shichrus Derech Achila. We had a Rashbam in Perek Arvi Psochen when the Rashbam was discussing drinking wine between the Kaises. So the Rashbam says, between the second and the third Kais, it's okay to drink. Because the Chashash of drinking wine, it's not Bal Toysa. The Chashash is that we're afraid that you're going to become Shikr. When you drink wine during a meal, you don't become Shikr. So drinking wine during a meal, this is even more. This is drinking wine derech achila, where the wine is literally together with your food. But the Gemara says that, okay, so you're telling me from the fact that it says sheicher, obviously it means a midi de meshaka. Midi de meshaka can't be al yidei oichel, it must be a glass of wine. And the Torah calls it v'yachalto, so you see, shtiyas b'chal achila. But the Gemara says, how do you know? V'duma devei lo ki'ilas. Maybe the sheicher over here doesn't mean wine. Maybe it means a devei lo ki'ilas. So that was a certain type of fig. The Tanya learned to the Brisa, ochel devei lo ki'ilas. If someone eats a devei lo that came from ki'ilas, v'shasa, devash, v'chalav, or someone drinks honey or milk, v'nichnas l'mikdash, he enters the base of mikdash, chayev, he's chayev. So a person's not allowed to enter the base of mikdash in an inebriated state. So if somebody would eat a devei lo ki'ilas and he would enter the base of mikdash, he would violate this halach of yayin v'shecher al tesh. But the point is, you see from here that the Dveila Ki'ilas has the qualities of wine. It's a Meshaker. So maybe when it says V'yachalta on Sheikhar, it doesn't mean wine. Maybe it actually means a Dveila Ki'ilas. But wine you would never call V'yachalta. When it says wine, it means the wine is in the recipe. When it says Sheikhar, it means a Dveila Ki'ilas. But again, you have no Makar that she's B'chal Achilo. So the Gemara says, El Yalav Sheikha Sheikha Minazer. It's true. The Makar was from Achabay Yaki felt. It says Sheikhar here. It says the word Sheikhar by Nazar. Nazar is not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to drink Sheikhar. Malahal and Yayin. Just like over there, Sheikhar means Yayin. And Nazar is allowed to eat the Dveila Ki'ilas. And Nazar is just not allowed to eat wine. Afkan Yayin Soto over here, it means wine. The bottom line is, Shtiya is Bechlal Achila. The Gemara brought two Makaris, Rish Lakish, Rav Achabay Yaki. Both Makaris were from the Parsha of Maiser Sheni. So Shtiya is Bechlal Achila. You have an Inui that's being relegated to Achila, it means Shtiya as well. Because there's a rule of Shtiya b'chal Achila, and that's how we can learn six Inuyim from five mentions of Inuyim the Torah. So the Gemara now is going to digress. Not talk about Mun, that was the last digression. We're going to talk about wine. So the Pasuk said that, V'yachalta l'fnei Hashem alekecha, masa degoncha tiroishcha v'yitzarecha. The Gemara assumed that tirosh is wine. And based on that, the Gemara has to catch it. V'yachalta wine? You drink wine, you don't eat wine. Oh, must be Rish Lakish said that shtiyah is b'chal achil. So the Gemara is going to question that premise that the word tirosh means wine. Tirosh chamruhu, v'tanya, we learned to the Brisa, v'tanya, not tirosh. If somebody makes a nether, he's not going to eat or drink tirosh. Asa b'chal minim esiko. So you're not allowed to eat anything sweet. Umbuta b'yayin, but you're allowed to drink wine. It's a Mishnah. Tirosh is actually anything other than wine. Any mini mesik is included in tirosh, but wine is dafka mutter. So here you're telling me tirosh means wine. It's kenegada a braisa. Fake the Gemara, the lav chamruhu. I don't understand. What? You mean to tell me that you actually are entertaining a tzad? Forget that price. You mean to tell me you have a tzad that tirosh is not wine voksiv? These are psukim. Forget about braises. These are often a psukim. The pasuk says, v'tirosh yenoivev besulois. Rashi says that what the pasuk means is that if someone is closed like a besula, so tirosh has the ability to open him up. Nichnas yayin, yotze soit. Now that's wine, right? It's not mine masika. It doesn't come from eating an apple. A person that drinks wine is yinoyve besulois. So obviously that's what it is. So the Gemara says, no, maybe what the pasuk means is dover haba minat tirosh yinoyve besulois. Not the tirosh itself, meaning the tirosh is the fruit. Dover habamina tirish, such as wine, which comes from a fruit, comes from grapes, then has the ability to be noivet the besulas. But maybe tirish itself is not wine. But Ksibit Gemara says, I have another pasuk. This pasuk says, v'tirish yikavecha yifroitzu. So the tirish of the yakov is going to sprout. So the yakov, Rashi says, is the pit where the wine was stored. There were no grapes in the yakov. Once the wine is in the yakov, it's already in a state of wine. There are no grapes over there. So tirish yikavecha yifroitzu. So the tirish can't be the fruit. It must be the wine. Nothing more. It's the same teretz. Dover abom in a tirish yikavecha yifroitzu. Something that comes from tirish, it's yakov. The pasuk means wine, but not that tirish is wine. The pasuk is describing the thing that comes from the tirish, as opposed to the tirish itself. No, it says, v'aksiv, there's another pasuk. Znus v'yayin v'tirish yikach lev. That znus and yayin and tirish, they have an ability to make a person shikr. They have an ability to make a person to not think clearly and not do things that he's usually going to do. So again, here it says, tiroish yikach lev. So Dover habamin atirosh? Is that what you're going to say? Right? That's already dachuk. So it sounds like the tirosh itself is the yayin. So the Gemara says, you're right. I'm persuaded. El, the kuliyama tirosh chamra. Of course, tirosh is chamra. And that was the premise of Rish Lakish's drasha. The achalta tirosh, you see that shtir is bechlal achila. I the mitbraisa. Hanoidim and atirosh asa bechomine mesiko. You have to say a very poshut teretz. This is a nedarim 101 teretz. Ube nedarim halach achad lashem bnei adam. In nedarim, we go based on lashem bnei adam. This is an idea that comes up a lot in the sugyas in nedarim and nazir, and that is that when a person makes a neder and he uses a word, the definition of the word as it relates to his neder is not what the Torah would mean if the Torah used the word. It's what people mean when people use that word. So when the Torah uses the word tirosh, it means wine. But when people use the word tirosh, or at the very least at the time that this brisa was written, people meant fruit. And they dafka didn't mean wine, because they used a different word for wine. They didn't use the word tirosh. So in Hilchas Nedarim, the fact that there's a pasuk that talks about Maisa Sheni, and the fact that there's psukim in Mishlei that tirosh means wine, that's neither here nor there, because it's not important what the Torah uses this word for. What matters is Lashem Bnei Adam. In Lashem Bnei Adam, Hanoidim and Atirosh, Asa B'chol Mine Mesika, Umutir B'yayin. Are you wondering what the Torah means? There's no question the Torah refers to Tirosh as wine, and that's why Rish Lakish thought he had a Makar to Shtir B'chal Achila from the fact that the Torah says V'yachalta related to Tirosh. Zok to Gemara. So Tirosh we now know is another name for wine, which means we have two names for wine. We have Yayin, we have Tirosh, we have Sheikhar. Sheikhar is wine because it causes a person to be shikr. That's easy. But why is wine called tirosh? V'maykar le tirosh. V'maykar le yayin. So why yayin and why tirosh? So the Gemara says, yayin shemevi yulala la'olam. The reason wine is called wine is because it brings yulala. Rashi, al yedei ha-yayin rav ha-niyof. A person that drinks wine, it leads to znus. U'purana is ba la'olam. And znus brings piranhas, so it's called yayin because it brings tzaris to the world. It's miloshin yulala. Tirosh, shekola misgaraboy naserosh. It's called tirosh because someone that gets too involved in wine, he's going to end up becoming rosh. He's going to end up losing his money. And pashup shad is because it's addictive. And to feed his addiction, he's going to end up using all his money. We'll see more about this in the raid. And he's going to end up in a position where he's going to be rosh. So yayin is al shem d'znus, and rosh is al shem d'anius. Rav Kahane asks us, dear, ksiv tirosh, v'ksiv tirosh. Okay. It's written as if it would be tirosh. Tof yud reish shin. There's no vav. However, the kri is with a chaylin. It's tirosh. So is it tirosh or tirosh? So Rav Kahane said, it depends. Zocha naserosh. If a person drinks wine properly, he could become tirosh. He could become a leader. He could become a head. Loi zocha naserosh. If a person's not zocha, he drinks wine improperly, it can lead to this addiction and it can end up really having a problem. Rava Rami, Rava asks the Reksiv. The pasuk says, yeshamach. The karina and yesamach. It says, v'yayin yesamach. So we had a similar gemara yesterday. I mean, it's yayin yesamach. But being that there's no pintalach in the Torah, so when you see the word yesamach, you can technically read it yeshamach. So Rava said, there's an idea of yeshamach and there's an idea of yesamach. Zoch, if a person zoicha, mesamcha. Yayin yesamach. It can bring lidei simcha, like decree. Loi zocha, then it's going to be the ksiv, meshamama. You can take a person down. V'ayinu dama Rava. And that's what Rava meant when he said, chamra v'reichani, pikhin. He said, chamra, wine, v'reichani, and things that smell good, pikhin. These were things that opened up my mind. This is just another gemara, a long list of gemaras where Rava talks about wine. But here it's interesting. Here Rava himself said, chamra v'reichani, pikhin. Look at Rashi's lashon. Pikhin, pikhuni. Asauni pikeach. Rava attributed a lot of his success in Torah to the fact that he would drink wine and he would smell things that were very gishmak. Regardless, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Yom Kippurim, Asa b'achilu b'shtir b'rechitu b'sichu b'nil, sasnandol b'tashmi shamita. 16 nuyim, 5 psukim. Says the Gemara, rechitza b'sichu minon dekrin. How do you know that rechitza and sicha are called inu? So you're not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to smear oil on your body on Yom Kippur, because it says all these lashonis of inu. Obviously, implying that rechitza and sicha is an inu. Or not having rechitza, not having sicha, would be uncomfortable that it would make sense to use the word inu. So Mar says, what's the makar to this? The chsiv, the pasuk says, Daniel is talking. Now the context over here is, Koresh, Cyrus the Great, in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And then at some point, the construction was halted. The Bnei Haman had a lot to do with it, and Achashverosh. It ties in very much to the Purim story, Ayin, Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel. But at some point, Daniel decided that he's going to take it upon himself and he's going to mourn not the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but the halting of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk says, "Lechem chamudos le'achate." I didn't eat lechem chamudos. The pasuk yayin lo'bal pi, and I had no basar, no yayin. V'soich lo'sachti. I didn't smear any oil on me. Says the Gemara, "Lechem chamudos le'achate." What did he mean when he said lechem chamudos le'achate? I'm Rabbi the Breeder of Shmuel Bashelas. I feel in the Hamad Chitich Tachias Aliyachal. He didn't even eat bread that came from refined wheat. I mean, let me buy your whole wheat, but even from refined flour, even Eddie didn't even own the chashav kinyan. How do you know that all these things mentioned in this pasuk have anything to do with Inui? Dechziva yomer elai al tira Daniel. So the Malach came to Daniel. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. And he told him, Daniel, don't be afraid. Fear not. Because from the day that you took it upon yourself to understand and to lehisanois, that's the key word here. Nishmud varecha, everything you said was heard, and that's why I'm coming to you. It seems that everything Daniel took upon himself, that's what we need, was all included in what the Malach said when he said, it's all included in lehisanois. So we think of lehisanois as tainus. In our context, it's more inoy. It's the same word, inoy. So you see that even soich loisachti is a lashon of inoy. So you see, sicha has to do with inoy. Okay, so we have a makor v'sicha. Rechitza, you know. How do you know rechitza? Amar Rav Zutra Brei, Rav Tovi Amar. The pasuk says, "Vatovi kamayim bekirboy ukeshemen." That's moisav. That tovik mayim bekirbo is talking about bathing. Ukishemen that's moisav, putting oil on your atzamos, on your bones. That's sicha. You see the two are one and the same. So if sicha is inoy, or no sicha is inoy, then rechitza is going to be the same way. How do you know v'tavi kamayim bekirboy means bathing? Maybe it means drinking. And we're comparing sicha to drinking, not to bathing. We're looking for a makara that bathing is aser. Bathing is an inoy. If you compare it to sicha, you have a makara. We establish sicha is an inoy from Daniel. But maybe v'tavi kamayim bekirboy really means shtiyo. So the Gemara says, no, do me the shemen. It's mashma that the mayim of the first part of the pasuk is like the oil of the latter part of the pasuk. Mashan and Mavroi, just like the oil never entered the body, it's on the outside. Afmai Mavroi, so too the water is on the outside. When you bathe, you don't drink the water. You don't consume the water. When you drink the water. Something Gemara, is that really pshat in this pasuk? Vatanu ipcha chanasav law. We have a Mishnah, with a Mishnah darshan this pasuk, not like we just darshan. The time we know into the Mishnah, how do you know that sikha is like shtiyah, drinking, even though we don't have a mafurish pasuk, but there's a remesh, and emma, vatovi kamayim bekirboy, ukishnemen ba'at smoysa. So it's the same exact pasuk, and we're darshaning vatovi kamayim regarding shtia, and it's a halacha related to sicha. But the point now is not the halacha, the point is vatovi kamayim bekirboy means shtia. So it does mean shtia, it doesn't mean rechitza. So Hajra Kushya Leduchte, we have a makar from Daniel that Sicha is associated with Inoy. How do you know Rechitza? You'll tell me Vatovei Kamayim Bekirba Yukishem Vatzmoisa. We have a Mishnah that Vatovei Kamayim doesn't mean Rechitza. It means Shtiyah. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi said, you're right. Rechitza Migufi Dekrosh Mielei. We dashed it from the pasuk itself. Dechsiv Vesoich Loisachti. Could have just said Vesoich. Could have just said Loisachti. A double lashon, v'soich lo yisachti, or from the two, from the extra lashon, we learn not one thing, we learn two things. We learn a halacha related to sicha, and we learn a halacha related to rechitza. So two ha'aris related to today's daf. And the truth is, both ha'aris are negeya, both yesterday's daf and today's daf. The first ha'ara, negeya, the man, and the second ha'ara, negeya, wine. Really, the two topics of today's daf. Every child knows that the man, when one ate it, tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. In fact, we saw in yesterday's daf, the Mekar is a Gemara, it's a Talmud Bavli, it's a Mesechtes Yuma, daf Ayin Heir Med Aleph. The Torah refers to the man as Lishad Hashemen. So what does Lashad Hashemen mean? So the Gemara had two pshatim. One pshat, the Gemara said, Lashad is Miloshin Shadayim. Just like a baby, when the baby nurses from its mother, so the food sometimes tastes one way, sometimes another way, based on what the mother herself ate. So to the man, it was Lashad Hashemen. It tasted sometimes like this, sometimes like that. What was the determining factor? Depended what you wanted it to taste like, what your machshava was. The Gemara had another makar. L'shad Hashemen, not miloshin shodayim, But Miloshin Shin Dalet, Miloshin Shadim. And just like Shadim have the ability to sometimes appear looking one way, sometimes appear looking another way, so too the Ma'an, sometimes it presented itself one way, sometimes it presented itself another way. Again, what was the determining factor? The Machshav of the person. So whatever the Machshav of the person was, that's what the Ma'an would taste like. It's a Gemara, Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph. It's Yodua that the Rogich of a Goyen, the Tzofnas Paneach, this is in Shailas Uchuvah, Tzofnas Paneach, Chelek Aleph, Simen Gimel, Kler de Chakira. He said, what would be if somebody was eating the man and he had a machshava that it should taste like something that's not kosher? So he had a machshava that it should taste like chaser. He had a machshava that it should taste like basav v'chalav. And then he ate it. Did he violate the iser or did he not violate the iser? That was the Rogachov Goyen's Chakira. And if you look up the Tshuva inside, he has Kama v'kama mara mekoymes, kedarka b'koydesh, and you have to do a forensic analysis in order to figure out posh pshat what the Rogachov Goyen wanted. But there's a simpler version of this Chakira, and that is in the Chidah. The Chidah, many of his Sfarim, clear the same Shaila. One of the places is in the Pesach Inayim, in Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Amibes. And he cleared the same Shaila. What would be if somebody, while he was eating the man, had a machshava that it should taste like Macholos Asurois, and then he ate it? Did he violate the Isra Macholos Asurois, or did he not? And says the Chidah, I think it's a Mefurash Gemara. A Gemara Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Amibes. It's a classic Gemara. The Gemara over there discusses an exchange that Yalta had with Rav Nachman. So there are a few wives of Tanam and Amiram that are mentioned in many places in Shas. The most notable is probably Beruria, the wife of Rameir. A close second is maybe Yalta, who was Ishis Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Omrele Yalta the Rav Nachman. Yalta told Rav Nachman, Mech, I know, kol the Aslan Rachman Asharlan Kavase, that anything in the Torah said is Aser, there has to be an equivalent thereof that's mutter. So if a person wants, he could be toyim the tam of every dover asr in the world. Because kol da asr lan rachmana, shara lan kavase. There's an equivalent of heter to every dover asr. And Yalta went and explained to Rav Nachman where she's coming from. She said, no, asr lan dam. A person's not allowed to eat dam. Shara lan kavdav. You're allowed to eat labor. Glad to eat liver. Liver has a lot of dam in it. That's the context over there in Masechta Schulin, right? The kasha liver is very complicated. Nida, a nida is aser, but there's something called dam toyer. There's certain dam, which technically is dam nida, but midday rice is not treated as dam nida. Yeledes has a certain period of time that any blood that she sees is considered dam toyer. Chelev behema. Not allowed to eat the fats of a behema. But chelev chaya you're allowed to eat. So even though it's a davar aser, but there's a way to eat it beheter. Chazer. And I'll eat chazer. But there's the moicha de shibuta. Moicha de shibuta, that's the moyach, it's the brain of a certain fish called the shibuta. It tastes like chazer. So it's true, chazer's aser, but the tam of chazer, it's possible to eat if you eat the moicha de shibuta. Girusa, that's a certain non-kosher oif. Lishna de kavra. If you eat the tongue of a certain fish, it's going to taste like that. Eshesesh. Eshesesh is aser, but grusha b'chayi baila is mutter. So if someone marries a grusha, it's similar to Eshesesh. Eshesach is aser, but then there's something called yavama. There's a parish of kutis. Now let him marry a kutis, a non-Jewish woman. You fast toyer, that involved a non-Jewish woman. So Yalta told Rav Nachman after this whole introduction, b'ina l'mecha b'sra b'chalva, I want to eat basa b'chalav. So how could I find that? I found that Torah for all these different Yisurim. But Yalta tells Rav Nachman, how could I eat basa b'chalav? Amalu Rav Nachman l'tabachi. So Rav Nachman told his butcher, zaviku lo kachli, go make my wife kachli. So the kachli is the udder of the animal, and it's meat, but there's a lot of milk inside. As a result, it tastes a little about basa b'chalav. And then the Gemara segues into a whole sugi about the kachal in Mesechtes Chulin. But said the Chidah, a dover nifla. He says, you see from this Gemara, that to eat something that tastes like Macholos Asuris is not intrinsically a problem. V'haraya, the Gemara says, Yalta told Rav Nachman, if you want to taste chazer, this is the way to do it. Moicha de shibuta. You want to eat the girusa? You have the lishna de kafra. You want to eat basa v'chalav? Eat the kchal. You want to eat dam? Eat liver. So the tam of a davar aser is not the problem. It's the chefts of the davar aser. That's the problem. So said the Chidah, so what would be the issue? You had in mind, you're eating lechem and hashamayim. You're eating the lashad hashamayim. You're eating the enoi ke'ena b'doylech. It grabbed a taste like a davar aser.
The fact that it tastes like a davar azer doesn't make it a problem. The fact that the man tasted like chazer is not any worse than the meicha de shibuta that tastes like chazer. Yalta Rav Nachman, we're having an exchange about eating the meicha de shibuta. So you see, that in and of itself is not an issue. So the Chida said, v'nira li, that it's pashit, that this in and of itself would not be a problem. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi, right here on Ar Gemara, in the Parshas Hamon, in Mesechtes Yuma, so he brings this chakira from the Chida and from the Rogachov Agoyin, and he brings that Yedidi Harav Agoyin, Rabbi Yitzchak Rosenthal, wanted to suggest that even though the Chida said for a Dover Pashit that to eat the man if it tasted like Macholos Asurois would be mutter, because why is it different than the Gemara in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Kuftes? But he says, really, maybe it's totally in a Gemara that we learned in yesterday's Daf. And that is the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Chad Omar once said that when we say the man tasted like whatever you wanted to taste like, it was tamoy. Meaning, if you wanted it to taste like basar, it tasted like basar. If you wanted it to taste like oif, it tasted like oif. The Chad Omar, the other one, said, tam kol haminam, tamon umamasha. It didn't only taste like it, but it also felt like it. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's chaver, Reb Yitzchak Rosenthal, that l'chayra, the chakira of the Chida, and really the raya that the Chida brought from the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, should be totally in this machloikis between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. If the mon only tasted like the macholas asuros, then you're right. What difference does it make if you have a mind to eat the mon when it tastes like chazer, or if you eat a meicha de shibuta, which also tastes like chazer? At the end of the day, the tam itself is not inherently a problem. Kimavur b'mesachtes chulin, daf kuftes amibes, that's the Gemara with the Altan and Rav Nachman. But if you hold like the mandama that said that it was tamon umamoshon, so it didn't just taste like it, it's mamoshon, it's physically it. Also, if it's physically it, that's already a whole different story. So if it's physically it, then already Yesh Loimar said the Rav Yitzchak Rosenthal to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach was a shtickle maskim. He said, the chura, it should be totally in this chakira. If it's tamon, then it's only the tam. The tam is not a problem. That's the chidaz rai for the Gemara Masechtas Chulin. If, however, it's tamon umamoshon, then it would be a different story. Now, the context of this piece in Har Tzvi was Negeya, a shaila that this goyin, Rabbi Yitzchak Rosenthal, asked Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, and that is that when the Yidu in the Midbar, how did they do the mitzvah of matzah? Now, he was assuming the Yidin ate matzah. Now, I don't know, maybe they didn't eat matzah. So there's a mafur shiraya they ate matzah, because they brought one carbon Pesach in the Midbar, and the carbon Pesach has to be eaten on matzah sumerayim. So they for sure ate matzah when they were in the Midbar. So if that's the case, he asked them, how did they eat matzah? So he said, maybe they bought it from the merchants. The Gemara spoke about, problem with that is that matzah has to be shomer mishas ktsira, mishas lisha, this halachas of ushmartam as hamatzahs. So it's not so poshut that they could have just bought from these non-Jewish merchants their matzah and been yoytze the mitzvah matzah. So that's the discussion over there. How exactly were they yoytze the mitzvah matzah? So Rabbi Yitzchak Rosenthal said, maybe they were yoytze with the man. Maybe they ate the man and they had in mind that it should taste like matzah. But he said, l'chayra, did it become matzah? Or did it only taste like matzah? If it tasted like matzah, then I don't know if you could be yoytzeh with matzah. If it became matzah, then it's okay. Right, to be yoytzeh with something that tastes like matzah? I don't think that's enough. That's the Gemara Chulin, Kuftes on the base. The fact that it tastes like something doesn't mean anything. It would actually have to become matzah. So that's the context over there. Mi'inyan le'inyan, is a Gemara, Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of the first bracha of benching. The first bracha of benching, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesachin. And he was Mesachin it, b'shoshe yoradmon. When the mon fell, see, he was Mesachin the bracha of Azon. And there's a big discussion in the Achroinim there as well, that the Yidden benched on the mon. Number one, the mon wasn't from the Chameshes Mine Dagon. It tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like, but was it really from the Chameshes Mine Dagon? Not just that, the mon was never digested. The Gemara said, Lechem Abirim Achalish, Rabbi Yishmol Darshan, it was Lechem Shenivla Beivarim. When you learn the Sugis of Berachas HaMazon, equal and digestion plays a big role in the halacha. So if they never really digested the food in a conventional way, so why would it have been okay for them to have bench? But regardless, Shaila's related to the mon, not just that. Let's say somebody ate the mon and he had in mind that it should taste like meat. Would he bench then as well? Meaning, why would you bench on the mon? So, pashut, it's bread. And you know, it's bread, lechem. The Torah called it lechem and hashamayim. But what if you had in mind that this lechem should taste like meat? Is it lechem? Or now it's already basar? See, there's a whole bunch of different chakiras that we can clear that really goes to the metzias, way above our pay grade.
But in terms of how the man exactly worked, regardless, this was the ha'ara. I saw in the Sefer Shem Oilam from Rav Reuven Margolis. So Rav Reuven Margolis, amongst the many, 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 many svarim that he wrote, so he wrote a Sefer called Shem Oilam. The Sefer Shem Oilam is coming to address any time you find the Gemara. He goes through every single one in Shas. Every time the Gemara brings a machlokes amayroim, and the Gemara says, chad amar this, chad amar that. And the implication is, we don't know who said what. That's Pashup Shah. Right. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chad amar chad amar. Rav Shmuel. Chad amar chad amar. So we don't really know who said what. So Reuven Margolis, with his incredible breadth and depth of the Torah, went and he wrote a sefer called Shem Oilam to be mevarer in almost all cases who was the chad amar that said one way and who was the chad amar that said another way. So two interesting things. Number one, the sefer Shem Oilam had a haskama. So Rav Reuven Margolis sent the sefer to Rav Chaim Elazar Shapiro, the Heilige Minchas Aluza, the Munkacher Rebbe, and he wrote back a haskama. Here's the short version of the Haskama. Kvoid Yikras HaRav HaGoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. Higiyani Sifrei Shem Oilam. That's the Sefer. Ube'emes hu chibur nifla l'shem oilam u'l'teferes. Ki b'mekoymois rabois nire shekiven amitas das ha'tanon v'amayram schusen yogan leinu v'shitasen. So this was the Haskama of the Minchas Aluza, that he was mechaven to amitas das ha'tanon v'amayram. So it's a brilliant Sefer, like all the Sfarim of Rav Reuven Margolis. So either way, on this Gemara, so the Gemara says that there was Machlokes, Rav Ami, and Rav Asi. Chad Amar once said that when the Yidden ate the man, tam kol haminim tamu, they tasted it. Chad Amar once said that when they ate the man, it was tam kol haminim tamu, tam man umamash. So this shaila in the Gemara, whether the man just tasted like the thing you wanted it to taste like, or it became mamash, actually became that mamash, as it's negeya, all these chakiras that we're talking about right now. It was a machloikis Rav Ami and Rav Asi. And the Gemara didn't say who said what. Chad Amar one way, the Chad Amar the other way. But who said what? That wasn't clear. Says Reuven Margolis, here's his ha'ara. We started yesterday's daf. Daf ayin dalad amid beis amasachtes yuma. It says hamachilcha man ba midvar lemana noischa. There too there was a machloikis Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chad Amar once said, "Hey, what was the inui of the man? Right, lemana noischa. The man was painful. All the school is related to the man, but the man was a source of affliction. It was a source of pain." So the Gemara said it was a machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi what inu was. Chad Amar once said, "Ein yodemi mishe yesh lepas basali, lemishe ein lepas basali." Yeah, at the end of the day, he had no pas basali. So he went to sleep at night. He didn't know if you were going to have food tomorrow. So as a result, there was inu. That's the lemana nois. Chad Amar, the other one said, "Ein yodemi mishe roya va'oichel, lemishe ein roya va'oichel." It's true. The man was gevaldig. It tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. But at the same time, you didn't see the food, and because he didn't see the food, it wasn't geshmak. Now, who argued that machlokes? Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Who said what? We don't know. The Gemara doesn't know. Chad Amar this way, and Chad Amar that way. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, it's posher to me that the two machloikas in Rav Ami and Rav Asi are l'shitasai. Now he says, I don't know who said what, but ha-miya, the two machloikas are l'shitasai. Me, if you hold that the man wasn't just tamon, but it was tamon umamoshon, that means when you ate the man, you did see the food. It changed. The metzias changed. So if you had a mind that should taste like matzah, boom, you have a matzah. And if you had a mind, chalila, it should taste like a chazer, boom, you had a chazer. It tasted like and looked like whatever you wanted it to taste like. So if that's the case, what do you mean? Next thing you know, you have a piece of meat in front of you, have a fork in your left hand, a knife in your right hand, and you're eating. So you are roya v'oichel. So what's the problem? That couldn't have been the inoy. Oh, if you hold that it was tamoy, v'loy mamoshoy. So then you have an inoy. So he says, we have two machloikis in Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Both Gemara say chadoma this way and chadoma that way. One is, what's the lamana noischa? Is it the fact there was no pas basali? Or is the fact that we're in we have another machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi. When we say the man tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like, was it tamon or was it tamon umamosh? L'chur the two atali zebeze. If it was only tamon, so they weren't roya v'oichel. So very good. That's the lamana noischa. They were in roya v'oichel. If it's tamon umamosh, then they weren't roya v'oichel. So then what must be the inui? So then the inui must have been the fact that it was einoy dami misha yesh lepas basali. The misha einoy pas basali. That's the first aura. The second aura is going to be me'inyan le'inyan. Still have the Sefer Shem Oilam open. And that is, so we had the second part of today's daf talked about Yayin. And the Gemara said that there's two names that you find for wine. Wine is called Yayin, and you find that wine is called Tirosh. So first, Tirosh. So the Gemara said that Tirosh is called tirosh because someone that drinks tirosh is naser rosh. It can cause a person to be a rosh. It can cause a person to lose his money. Pashup shad is because you drink wine and it leads to addiction, which leads to anios, and it's based on that. It's naser rosh. Why is it called yayin? Shemevi yilala la'olam. Wine is called wine. Shemevi yilala la'olam. It brings yilala. Rashi says al yedei hayayin rav haniyof. Wine brings to znos. Kalaroya saita bekalkula yazer atzmai minayayin. So wine brings to znos. It also brings lidei anios. It's called yayin miloshen yilala. That's the znos. It's called tirosh, miloshin rosh, miloshin poverty, because of the fact that it's something that can bring a person lidei rosh. I think it's pashat. The Gemara says on the bottom of daf ayin dalet amid beis, the last line. The Gemara brought a pasuk, ki yitein bekois einoi, yishalech b'meisharim. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, Shloimeh HaMelech said this. He says if a person is yitein bekois einoi, he really concentrates and focuses on his wine, takes it very seriously, yishalech b'meisharim, it's going to cause him to walk on the straight and narrow. And the Gemara said, it's the antithesis of that. If a person drinks too much wine, it causes him to not be able to think clearly. So the Gemara said, it was a machloikis, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chad Amar once said, that if somebody is noisen enoi bekoisoi, if somebody drinks too much wine, all the arayos are doimus olav kemishar. And that's the hoilich b'meisharim, that arayas, which ordinarily is something that would involve inhibitions and obstructions, all of a sudden it's b'meisharim, a person can go very, very easily. And the other one said, kol anoisin ein b'koisnoi, if someone drinks too much wine, kol ha'ilam kulay doima olav kemishar. The whole world is doima olav kemishar. So what is the whole world? Rashi, mamon acherim doima loy heter. Other people's money is going to be doima loy heter. So Rav Ami Rav Asi argued, what's this result that's going to come if a person drinks too much wine? Again, Rav Ami Rav Asi. One said, arayas. The other one said, gezel. The Marsha says, what do you find wine brings to gezel? Wine brings to arayas. A person drinks wine and all of a sudden he starts stealing. You don't really find that connection. Dr. Marsha, what Rashi means is pashit. He means because when a person drinks wine, he ends up losing his money. So if he's not a rush, he's going to end up losing his money. So what's going to happen? He's going to end up stealing because he's going to need money. So it's not so much that wine directly, but al yedei grama and garmi, it's going to end up causing lidei gezel. But the bottom line is, Rami and Rav Asi both understood the terrible pitfall that can come from too much yayin. And one said, it's arayos. And the other one said, it's Nasir Rosh, it's Gezel, because through the Rosh. And that's these two things that the Gemara is talking about. I involve him in base. The Gemara in the bottom of Ayin Dalet on the base, top of Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, and the Gemara in Ayin Vav on the base, yesterday's daf and today's daf, again, coming together. It's these two qualities that come about through wine. That on the one hand, Kalaraya Saita Bikukuli As Asmin Ayayin, there's an Arayas problem. There's also a Gezel problem. Not that wine directly leads to Gezel, but wine's going to cause a person to become a Rosh, and through Rosh, he's going to end up coming lidei gezel. But here too, the Gemara said the same thing. Ki yitein b'kois eino yishalik b'meisharim, revami v'ravasi. Chadama one said, arayis. V'chadama the other one said, gezel. But it's not clear in the Gemara. In fact, it sounds like it was unknown. Who said what? Which one Rav Ami said, and which one Rav Asi said? So Rav Ruvin Margolis, again, in the Sefer Shem Oivon. Incidentally, Rav Ruvin Margolis wrote a 30-page hakdama to the Sefer Shem Oilam. It's a psicha, it's 30 pages long. And the yusoid of the psicha is to bring out the chshivas of being oimer dover b'shem oimroi. The chshivas of sifsois of dover vois bekever. And that's really the whole point of the Sefer. So he said that you find that Chazal was so makbid, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Itaim, you find it so often in Chazal, it comes from so many different angles, the importance and the chashivas of being able to say over Torah from somebody else. So he said that's why he's writing the Sefer, that it should be a Shem Oilam. And he bases it on a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, reading from the Psicha. Ma'is Shem Oilam etein lo yasha lo yikores, Amar Rav Tanchum darash bar kapara b'tzipori, Zeh Sefer Daniel, Shenikra al Shmoy. Daniel had a Sefer that was named after him. Sefer Daniel, and as a result, he got a Shem Oilam. So Ruvin Margolis said that every Tan and every Amoira and every Tzaddik, a Rishon and an Achron, you say over Torah from him, you're giving him a Shem Oilam. So he said, I'm writing a Sefer Shem Oilam because you have all these Gemaras. We don't know what Rav Ami is and we don't know what Rav Asi is. So we're missing out, and they're missing out. So as a result, the Shem Oilam, Ashalayu Kares, it's
It's gewaldic. So he wrote a whole sefer to explain all the chadamas and chadamas. So he says, this Gemara, so it says chadama and chadama. We don't know who's what. So said Rav Reuven Margolis that divrei Torah are aniyim b'makam echad, but they're ashirim b'makam achar. And this machloikis, we have clues to from two midrashim. There's a medrash in Parsha Shmini. So the medrash over there brings the same exact pasuk. Ki yitim b'kois einoi, yisalich b'meishon. It's like the medrash rabba. It's vayikra rabba Parsha Yudeis. Ki yitim b'kois einoi, hu noisin einoi b'kois, v'chen v'ni noisin einoi b'kis. This is a medrash. The medrash says that when a person is noisin einoi b'kois, there's another person who has a store and he sells wine. He's also noisin einoi. But not b'kois. But he's being nice and ain't no by kiss because he understands what's going to happen, that this person's eventually going to cash in because of the fact that this person was nice and ain't no by kiss. Beautiful Lashon. Who nice and ain't no by kiss? V'chem v'ni nice and ain't no by kiss. Yisalach b'meisharim. What does this mean? Soif to ovid beisei meisha. Eventually, this person's house is going to end up being a plane. It's going to be lightning. There's going to be nothing there. And the Medrash explains, very wordy Medrash. Ma ha'den kidra den achoshes ovid. Kidra the chaspa ovid. The person's going to come home and he's going to see he has a silver becher. No, a silver becher. So what's a becher for? It's just that, right, you make kiddush. So he says, no, a plastic becher could do the same exact thing. I need a silver fork. He says, I can use a plastic fork. He says, the same thing that the kidra the nechoshes could do, the kidra the chaspa's earthenware, it can do the same thing. No, mazmalei is going to end up selling it. And what's he going to do with the money? V'shasi chamer betemise. He's going to end up taking the proceeds. He's going to end up buying wine. But kids, sir, before you know it, this person is going to have nothing in his house, a lot of plastic, and he's going to say, yeah, everything is fine. That's the yisalich b'meishar. His house is going to end up being like a mishar. Right, you go to a plain, you go to an open field, there's nothing there. Maybe there's corn growing, but there's nothing there, right? It's not much lading. So this is what his house is going to end up being. So kiyitim b'koyseinoi. Similar to our Gemara, but not the same. Yishalach b'meisharim, his house is going to end up being empty. Zokti Gemara, b'shem Rav Ami Amar. Rav Ami added to this. Rav Ami said, so if you know what's going to happen in the end, shehu moicher es klei beisoi, he's going to end up selling all his possessions, to shoysa mehen yayin, and all he's going to have is wine. So Rav Ami added to this chazal, ki yitim b'kois einoi, yishalach b'meisharim. And the Medrash brought a pshah. And at the end of the Medrash, b'shem Rav Ami Amar, Rav Ami said, "Shoyv shu moiches klei beisnoi v'shoyse ben yayin." So it sounds like Rav Ami's teaching this pasuk that what's going to happen is going to end up having nothing. That's the Mevili de Gezel, the way the Marshal explained the Gemara. So it sounds like Rav Ami's darshaning the pasuk hitam akoy seinoi yisalich b'meisharim. That what's it going to bring to? It's going to bring the de Gezel. There's another Medrash. This one's in Parshas Nasai. The pasuk says, "Al teire yayin ki yis adam." Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi said as follows, quote, "Im Talmud Chacham, if a person is a Talmud Chacham and he drinks wine, soif she metames ator metares atome, his psakim and I end up being all tzimish. Yisalach b'meisharim." What does that mean? This is Rav Asi talking. Masiach im isha bashuk. He's going to meet a woman in the street. He's going to talk to her. Menavu piv bedvarim ra'im. And he's going to speak nivel pet to a woman in the street because he's not going to be. Who said this? Rav Asi said it. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, you have a Gemara. Machlekes Rav Ami Rav Asi. We don't know who said what. One said Arayis and the other one said Gezel. He says it's too much Russian. There's a Medrash in Parshas Shmini. B'shem Rav Ami Yom. What happens if a person drinks too much wine? Soifu Meiches Klei Beis of Shaisim Em Yain. That's Gezel like the Marshal. So we just wine bring the Gezel. Oh, because you're not going to have anything. You're not say Rosh. It's Tirosh. It's Rosh. So Rav Ami held it's Tirosh. That's what he was focusing on. Rav Asi is Soich HaMedrash. HaMedrash and Parshas Nasai. Meishorim Masiach HaMisha Bashuk. Menabel Pivet Varim Ron. The enem is bayish. So you see, it's Arayis. He was darshin yayin. He's darshin the yalolo. So Rav Ami said one way. Rav Asi said the other way. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, what's pashim shat? Why do you think Rav Ami said it the way he said it, and Rav Asi said it the way he said it? So he says it's mistaber that they understood that Shlomo HaMelech in this pasuk was trying to bring out the great casualty, the worst thing that can come from wine. Ki yitim b'kois einoi yishalich b'meishar. And they felt that yishalich b'meisharim is a reference to the worst thing that can come from wine, right? It's pasha. That's what Shlomo Melech was trying to say. If you're yitim b'kois einoi, it could be so bad. Obviously, you want effect, you're going to say the worst thing it could be. So Rav Ami said, it means gezel. Rav Asi said, it means arayas. So I say meres, it's mistaber, that Rav Ami was trying to say that gezel is more chomer than arayas. So it's mistaber that the yisalich b'meisharim, which is the worst thing that can come from it, what's the worst outcome?
Gezel.
Arai, no, Gezel is worse than Arayis. Ravasi is going faker. Ravasi hold that Arayis is more chomer. And because Arayis is more chomer, therefore he said Yisalich ben Neisharim is really Arayis. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, there's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kol she'eni yodea betiv gitin v'kedushin, lo yehelei esek imahim. If there's a die-in, he doesn't know tiv gitin v'kedushin. This is not his area of expertise. He should have nothing to do with it. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yoichanan. Rav Asi said, then Rav Yoichanan, v'koshim lo'oilom, yoisim midar amabal. If someone's involved in tiv gitin v'kedushin, and he doesn't really know tiv gitin v'kedushin, it's worse than the Dera Mabel. Now, what does it mean, Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin? This is Eishasish, this is Mamzeris, this is Arayis. Rav Asi commented, he said, Arayis is worse than the Dera Mabel. He said, what was the Dera Mabel? What was the Aveira of the Dera Mabel? Like Nechtam Gzardinam Ela Alachomos. At the end of the day, the Oymish of the Dera Mabel was Gzela. So what's Rav Asi saying? Rav Asi is saying is that for someone to be involved in Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin, someone to get involved in something that has arayus implications and he doesn't know it, it's worse than the Dera Mabel. That's another way of saying that arayus is more chomer than gzeilo. That's Rav Asi Lishitasa. Rav Asi held that arayus is more chomer. So kiyitem because enoi yishalech b'meisharim yishalech b'meisharim. So what does that mean? That means arayus, because that's the most chomer thing that can happen. But says Reuven Margolis, says another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechtes Yevamah Mistaf Chafalef Amen Alef. Rav Levi said, Kasha Einshin Shal Midos Yoisimi Einshin Shal Arayis. The punishment for Gzela is more common than the punishment of Arayis. Zeh Nema Behen Kel, Vizeh Nema Behen Eila. Kel is Kasha Me Eila. But the point is there's a Rav Levi, there's another Mandam in Shas. He holds that Gzela is more common than Arayis. He says it's Mistaber that Rav Ami held like Rav Levi in Masechtes Yevamah Mistaf Chafalef, that Arayis is not more common than Gezel, but Gezel's more chomer than Arayis. And he says, Remez Ladavar, there's a Gemara Masechtes Tainus, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, where all the Amirah, we're trying to figure out, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold back Parnasa from the world? Ein HaKshamim Netzarin Ela, Lashon Hara, Rav Ami Amar, Rav Ami said, you know what I think it is? Ein HaKshamim Netzarin Ela, Bavoin, Gezel. Because this is Rav Ami L'Shitasai, and Rav Ami held, it's Gezel, because Gezel is more chomer than Arayis. Rav Asi held Arayis is more chomer than Gezel. That's Rav Asi in Masechtes Kedushin Daf Yugimel Amud Aleph. It's Rav Ami in Masechtes Tainus Daf Zayin Amud Beis, who holds like Rav Levi in Masechtes Yevamah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. In our Gemara in the Talmud Bavli in Masechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. It's Pligi Bar Rav Ami Rav Asi. One said Kita Mekoysen Yisalch Meisharim is Arayis. The other one said, Gezel. Who said Arayis? Who said Gezel? And what are they even arguing about? Said Rav Reuven Margolis, Divrei Torah, Aniyah b'malkam echad v'ashirah b'malkam echad. It's a Medrash Rabban, Parshas Shmini, that Rav Ami is the one that said Gezel. It's a Medrash Rabban, Parshas Nosli, that Rav Asi is the one that said Arayis. And what are they arguing about? Which is worse? Meaning wine is Yayin, it's maybe Yulalu L'Olam, it brings to Arayis. Kol Arayis, Soita B'Kulkula, Yazir Atzmai Min Ayayin. At the same time, wine also is something that brings lidei gezel. It's tirosh. It causes a person to be rushed, which in and of itself is maybe lidei gzela. The question is, what's mochamer? Is Arayis mochamer or is gzela mochamer? And Rav Asi l'shitasa in kedushin yudgimel amar aleph that said that someone that gets involved in getting the kedushin, he doesn't know it. It's worse than oinshin shel Dara Mabel, which was Gzelus. You see, Arayis more common than Gzela. Rav Ami held that Gzela is more common than Arayis. And this is just one of hundreds of such pieces in the Sefer Shem Oilam. This is, we mentioned today, Sif Katan Samach and Sif Katan Samach Aleph, number 60 and 61. It goes till Tuf Nun Beis. There's 452 such stiklach in the Sefer Shem Oilam.